Welcome to Mission Academy regular board meeting, Friday, December 3rd, 2021. We'll go over our protocol. Place your phone on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold. If you need to leave the call, please hang up and dial back into the teleconference. So we're going to open up this meeting, and we'll call the meeting to order and do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy? Mike?
Present.
Okay.
Oh, I had not moved.
There we go. John Dorch?
Present.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So we have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and John Dorch, I'll ask you to do that.
My pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, thank you. That was beautiful. So now we're going to go into staff introductions, and we'll start with corporate officers.
Thank you, Madam President. Good afternoon. This is Jim Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry.
Good afternoon. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
School staff. School staff.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Marno, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Anybody else?
Where's Lindsay?
School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
All right, advisors who are supporting the agenda items are presenting.
Hello, everyone. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
And hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Welcome, both of you ladies. And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. So we're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And this is Jeff Martin now.
Thank you. Sorry for that. I had to find my unmute button. Good afternoon, President Stanford and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16th, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency, as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
All right, so thank you for that, Jeff. If there's no questions from the board, we'll ask for a motion and a second to adopt 1E.
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
So Mike Malloy's motion and Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has passed unanimously. So we're now on 1F, approve agenda for the December 3, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can we have a motion and a second to approve 1F?
John Dorch, I'll move to approve the agenda.
Claudette Beck, I'll second.
So John Dorch motioned and Claudette Beck is seconded. We'll have a vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1G, approved minutes of the October 12, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Mike Malloy will make the motion.
Barbara Willebrand second.
So Mike Malloy has motioned, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy.
Aye.
John Dortch.
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand.
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1H. Approved minutes of the November 9, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Unless there's any corrections or questions, can I have a motion and a second to 1H?
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Claudia Beck, second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudia Beck seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So one, lost the letter of it. Hold on here. 1H has been approved unanimously. So now we're on the consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. This is A, 1 and 2. 1 is the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan, and that's on your pages. It was sent to you electronically on pages 26 to 34. And also A2, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for virtual instructions for the 2021-22 school year, an addendum to the school's health and safety plan. Is there any board member who would like to have one of these removed for discussion? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 2A, 1, and 2 on consent?
Mike Malloy will make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
So Mike Malloy's motion, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the consent agenda A, 1, and 2 has been passed unanimously. We're now on 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the meeting matter for a future meeting. So is there anyone on the public on the line who would like to introduce themselves? And Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
All right, so being no comments, we'll go to 4, school reports and information. This is a principal update with Jenna Eunice.
Thank you, board members, and thank you, President Stanford. So I am here presenting my updates and also presenting for Superintendent Lindsay Reese today. I wanted to let you know that our full-time enrollment is for the previous learning period where we reported enrollment was at 386 with an 88.65% daily attendance average. Since then, we have gone through another cycle of learning periods since I last presented to the board, and we are now at 422 students with average daily attendance for the previous learning period, LP5, at 89%. So we are continuing to grow our enrollment, and we are continuing to maintain the average daily attendance rate that will help our students move toward graduation and help us remain also financially stable. So I'm very happy about that. We have had an increase in special populations, including special education students, who make up 23.64% of our enrollment, and we are continuing to graduate students. So we've had 10 total graduates in the 21-22 school year, and we are still enrolling students who and honoring the AB 104 reduction in credits for graduates who are in their mostly fifth, sixth, and beyond years of high school, so that we can move them toward post-secondary plans as they have been affected by the pandemic from the past few years. Either enrolled with us, but we are getting more students who are aging out or being not as successful in other programs who are coming to us. We had several events for the month of November, including a traditional resume building, college options, dual enrollment. We are partnering with Chaffey College, and I think we have two students enrolling for the spring semester. They'll be working with us, and they'll be dual enrolled at Chaffey College. We did a gratitude and giving thanks digital collage, which was very cool to see. And we had a virtual field trip, and I can't remember where that one was. But we are doing those as recurring monthly events as well and having success with students. So rad grads, parenting circles, those are all things that we do regularly, vision boards, social impact, and grief groups, because we have many students who have been affected by grief, either a close death of someone in their families or in their communities or someone they know. As far as just some reports on celebrations, I wanted to share with you a story about a graduate, and hopefully when I see you again in January, I can have some of our graduates begin sharing with you on our Zoom calls. So this student came from a charter school where he had taken many elective courses. With the help of his mom, he was able to complete 13 courses with us. So that's 13 5-credit courses with us to graduate. He got his license and a new car. He has applied for his guard card to become a security guard, while he takes classes at the local community college to become either an electrical engineer or a certified mechanic. I am so proud of him. He has been a pleasure to work with. And we have a couple of other graduate shout outs here. We consistently encourage our team to post celebrations to our team's channel so that because we work as a team and we work really collaboratively to get these students toward their goals and to get them to graduate and to get them to be successful later on. We know it takes a village, and we're very proud of the way that we're sharing these celebrations, and I hope to continue sharing them with you. So that concludes my principal's report. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jenna. This is Board President Stanford. I love the stories of the kids when you come back and talk about them. It's just success stories or even stories where they just make a little bit of movement. That's a great thing. Any other board members have comments for Jenna?
Clutterbeck, what was the student's name?
The student who graduated?
Yes.
Let me see. I know on this report we had blacked out. I think it was Dijon for this particular student. D-A-J-O-N. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for that, Jenna. We appreciate everything that you've done. All right. We're going to go to B, finance update. Geeta.
Thank you, Board. So if you refer to page 236 of your PDF packet, and it's also on the screen, you'll see a Hominy financial update. As you are aware, Hominy is the school bank, and they also provide revolving line of credit. Mission Academy has $1 million line of credit. This shows the current interest rate that they charge if the school draws from that account. Currently, there's zero balance. Nothing has been drawn. There's also a covenant that the school has to meet in order to be able to maintain the line of credit. The school does meet all of that. This report is effective as of October 31st. So this is just for your reference purposes only. And if you have any questions, you can always refer to it. And the last section is just the extended line of credit amounts that reflects for the school. And that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Geeta. This is Board President Stanford. Appreciate it. Any comments from the other board members? All right. Always good to hear from you. So now we're going to go to 4C, Conflict of Interest Code Update. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. For this informational item, I did want to provide you with additional information regarding Mission Academy's proposed Conflict of Interest Code, currently working itself through the Fair Political Practices Commission, or FPPC, approval process. The FPPC is the state agency which oversees Form 700s and ensures that officials are making decisions in the best interest of the public. In addition, because Alta Vista Public Charter Incorporated has jurisdiction of office in multiple counties, the FPPC directly oversees the COI code. On pages 238 to 241 of your board packets, You can find the proposed conflict of interest code with language agreed upon by both the FPPC and charter school. Currently, the conflict of interest code is in the required 45-day comment period. All Form 700 filers for the charter school receive notice of intention to adopt the conflict of interest code on October 21st, 2021. This comment period will end on December 5th, 2021. The FPPC's 45-day comment period will end on December 13th, 2021. Once both comment periods are completed and providing no comments have been submitted, Mission Academy's conflict of interest code will be signed by the FPPC and fully approved 30 days after signature. Once approved, I will seek board approval in ratifying the conflict of interest code at the first available scheduled board meeting. Does the board have any questions for me?
Thank you so much for that. Are there any questions from the board members? Okay, so now we're going to move down to D, updated 2021-22 board meeting calendar. It's going to be on your screen. It's in your packet. I got it right here in front of me. It's on page 243. And please note, board members, that there is a meeting every month between January and June. Okay, and thank you in advance for this because it really helps us. All right, so now we're going to go to five action items. 5A, the board will be asked to approve the Education Effectiveness Block Grant Plan. And this is Jenna.
Thank you again, President Stanford. Yes, I'm here presenting on behalf of Superintendent Reese today. For your reference, you can turn to pages 245 to 248 in your board packet. And as a brief reminder, Lindsay Reese shared details about the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant during the November board meeting and our public hearing. The Educator Effectiveness Block Grant is a one-time funding for professional learning for teachers, administrators, paraprofessionals, and classified staff to promote equity, quality, and effectiveness. Mission Academy's estimated allocation is $93,612, and funds will be used beginning this school year through the 2025-2026 school year. There have been no changes to the plan since the public hearing last month, and if there are no further questions, we recommend that the board approve the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant Plan as presented during the public hearing at the November board meeting. Thank you.
All right. Any questions from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5B?
Board Member Dorch moves to approve.
Mike Boyle, second.
Section 5A, sorry. All right, so we'll vote. And that was John Dorch and then Mike Malloy seconded. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5A has been approved unanimously. So now we are in 5B. The board will ask to approve the moratorium of understanding between Acton, Aqua Dulce Unified School District, and Mission Academy. This is Jenna.
Thank you again. And for your reference, you can see the MOU on pages 250 to 271 in your board packet. So over the summer, our authorizing school district, Acton, Aqua Dulce Unified School District, requested a new memorandum of understanding to reflect changes in law and specify the district's oversight responsibilities and requirements for Mission Academy. Over the past few months, we have successfully negotiated the MOU language to align with our school's operations and unique personalized learning program through a collaborative and positive process with the district. A few highlights from the MOU include recognition of the school's automatic two-year charter term extension under Assembly Bill 130. Please note that the Mission Academy charter term now expires, current charter term now expires in the 2025 school year on June 30th. The MOU also provided clarification on financial reporting and insurance coverage requirements and clarification on items that would require any material revision to our charter. The MOU was adopted by the Acton Aqua Dulce School District Governing Board on November 10th, 2021, and is now awaiting our signature. I would like to request the board's approval of the MOU as it is included in your board packets. And if there are any questions, I'll do my best to answer those as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jenna. Any questions from the board? All right. Can we have a motion and a second on 5B?
Claudette Beck, I'll make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
So Claudette Beck motion, Barbara Willebrand seconded. Vote, Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5B has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 5C. The board will be asked to approve the 2021-22 first interim report. This is Geeta.
Hello, board. Again, this is Geeta with LLAC. So we're going to go over the first interim report for the schools for the first 4 months of the operations, which reflects on this form CBE Form 62. In your packet, if you're looking at your packet, it's on pages 273 to page 280, and you can also view it on the screen if you're on. The months of operations are July 1 through October 31st, 2021. The report is composed of financial sections that include the original budget that was prepared and approved back in May by the board, and those are reflected on column A and B. Actuals year to date are on column C. Projected totals for this year is based on this year's actual operations. Those are on column D. Projected school reserves at the year end and also ADA projected for this year is on the last page of the report, which is page 280. We're going to go right now looking at the average daily attendance, ADA. On the last page of the packet, it's 280. The bottom half of this report shows the budgeted ADA used to develop the original budget, school budget. And the updated projected ADA is based on the current enrollment trends. The school budgeted an ADA of 786. However, the school is currently projecting a funding ADA of 509. The decrease of 277 ADA will impact most funding sources for this fiscal year. We're going to review the revenue sources. That's on page 273 at the beginning of your form. The school is projecting total revenue of $7.3 million. This is $3.4 million lower than the school's original budget. This difference comes from a combination of factors that impact these revenue sources. On the LCFF sources, that's number one, shows a decrease of $3.1 million in projected revenue compared to the original budget. This is primarily due to noticeable decrease in projected ADA. There's also a small increase in the funding rate coming from the concentration portion of the LCFF sources that in a small way offsets the funding decrease from ADA reduction. Federal revenue, that's the second number, shows a significant increase from $97,000 to $752,000. This increase comes primarily from a reclassification of two revenue sources into this category. A portion comes from the ELO funds, which was originally budgeted under the other state revenue. And the second one is the PPP loan forgiveness revenue that was originally budgeted under other local revenue sources. The other state revenue, that's number three, that shows a significant decrease from $1 million to $593,000. That comes from a combination of factors. One is the elimination of ELO revenue due to partial reclassification to federal revenue and also recognition of the remaining ELO state revenue in prior fiscal year as instructed by state guidelines at the year end. The decrease in state sped and lottery revenue mainly due to a decrease in funding ADA, which was partially offset by an increase in funding rates. The funding rates were actually increased for these categories. For SPED rate, there was an increase from $650 to $715. Unrestricted lottery rate was increased from $150 to $163. Prop 20 lottery rate was increased from $49 to $65. Under the section for other local revenue, that's number four, shows a substantial decrease in revenue from $503,000 to $114,000. That's due to reclassification of PPP loan forgiveness revenue from federal sources, as mentioned before. On the expense side, the school is projecting a total expenditure of $6.7 million, a decrease of $3.1 million compared to the original budget. The projected expenditures in most spending categories decreased. This includes a decrease in of $1.6 million in salaries and benefits due to a combination of a small increase in classified instructional salaries and decrease in teachers, student support, and instructional support, and also administrative salaries. Also, compared to the budget, projected totals for purchases decreased by 35%. From $1 million to $670,000, with the main decrease in supplies and equipment. Projected operating expenses decreased by 42%, and this includes a small increase in insurance and decrease in projected training, professional services, and communications. After the current projections of revenue and expenditures, the school is anticipating an excess revenue of $606,000. If we look on page 2 of this report, item F, as in Frank, net position of this report, you will see that with current reserve of $769,000 and the projected excess revenue of $606,000, the school will end up fiscal year 21-22 with a projected reserve of $1.3 million, which is 20% of the total annual expenditures. And of this $1.3 million of reserve, $93,000 of it is restricted and will be spent in the following fiscal year. And that's according to the plan for the educator effectiveness block grant. And that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
This is Board President Stanford. Thank you so much, Gita. That's a really good reserve.
Yes.
Any comments from the other board members? Okay, let's have a motion and a second to approve 5C.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Claudette Beck has motioned. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5C has been approved unanimously, and now we're on 5D. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual, amended financial reserve policy, and hear a presentation on the financial reserve plan. And this is Gita and Jenna.
Hi, I will just start to bring your attention to two sections of the accounting manual that was recommended for revision. One is the meal reimbursement. The school is recommended to add the per diem set rate at $76 a day. That was added in that section. And then also, if you refer to the fund balance section, there was some revisions, which is all redlined for you to see what was actually changed or revised. And in this section, the fund balance was recommended to have a section added as committed funds. And that section specifically is anything either beyond or under the 10 to 17% that the school has set already by board approved for the reserve fund. So the committed fund plan, I'll defer to Jenna to discuss that portion because they have a report put together for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. For your reference, this looks like a page 287 in your board packet, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the financial reserves plan that Gita referenced. So the establishment and funding of financial reserves is essential to the long-term health and stability of a school and to our school mission academy. Financial reserves are needed to manage cash flow and help protect our school from unforeseen revenue shortfalls, unexpected costs, and economic uncertainties. Financial reserves also help Mission Academy save for large purchases and reduce the cost of borrowing money in the future. As stated, the financial reserves policy for Mission Academy will build the reserves to a minimum of 10% 5% of our charter school's total expenditures. So currently the school reserve is at 7.76%. And in the screen that's being shared with you now, you can see the difference over the years and where the ELO funds come into play there. So our financial reserve plan is based on a three-year cycle to build a cash reserve balance to a minimum of 10% of total revenue, or sorry, excuse me, expenditures. So the following is a plan regarding the current status and internal controls over reserve funds in order to build that reserve to 10%. Number one, strict adherence to staffing ratios for both certificated and classified staff. Employee backfills will be thoughtfully considered and not automatically approved. Number two, a review of existing contracted service expenses to eliminate waste or overspending. And for example, we've already begun this process. In September, we eliminated the Crescendo phone system in favor of a different communication system that produced a cost savings of over $100,000. And number three, for the 2022-23 school year, we will review summer intersession protocols to maximize our utilization and our enrollment. And we will carefully review seasonal summer staffing to avoid overstaffing and costs year-round. This concludes my summary presentation on the financial reserves plan. Does the board have any comments or questions at this time?
Thank you so much, Jenna. That was really interesting. Any comments or questions from the other board members? If not, can I get a motion and a second to approve 5D?
John Dorch moves to approve.
Barbara Willebrand second.
So John Dorch has moved and Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5D has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 6. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown? Unmute. Where is he? All right, Jerry.
Thank you. Thank you, board, for your representation and support of the staff. Thank you, Jenna, for all of your work, hard work that you do, and for all of the teams behind the scenes that make these meetings possible and make them flow very easily for all of us. I'm grateful and just looking forward to a nice winter break and then back out to the new year and caring for the kids. So thank you so much.
I absolutely feel the same way. It's so good to see you, Jenna. We haven't seen you for a while, and so nice to be on this. Any other comments from board members?
Claudia Beck, yeah, it is nice to see Jenna and everyone else. Of course, we love to see the faces, more faces, and such a good job. Thank you so much, Gita and Jenna, for what you've been doing, and appreciate it.
Anybody else want to jump in? Come on.
Yes, I do. I unfortunately was on another number. I'm terribly sorry. Yeah, I want to, you know, echo what our board says, and I do appreciate all the efforts that's being put forth by Jenna, by the area professionals, that's our principals, our teachers, all the good work that they're doing under very difficult conditions. So thank you all, and I apologize for being a little late.
That's all right. We are all on mute half the time. I just want to say thank you to all the people from Lindsay and Jenna on down, but all the people that are helping us with all this technology. We're not exactly the youngest chickens in this coop, and we're getting it done, and we're on here, and it makes me feel good that we're all coming together.
You're here. I agree.
I know.
I have my son-in-law on call, just in case.
I was just thinking, where are my grandchildren when I need them? I know. All right. If there's no other comments, I just want to wish all of you a really wonderful holiday, and hope you spend time with family and friends. And let's ask for a motion. Oh, first of all, I have to go to 7. closing items. Next regular public meeting is January 21st, 2022. And so we'll all be there. And everybody, get your hair fixed and get on the screen so we can see you. And so now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Mike Malloy made a motion.
Barbara Willebrand second. So Mike Malloy has made the motion and Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that we're going to adjourn this meeting.